TV.
Here we go. Here we go. Martin Zender in my driveway. More about the wild beast and the worship of the wild beast and how what we see on earth is not the hideous thing that John saw behind the scenes. I remind you always and everywhere, my friends, that evil is disguised now as light. In fact, there is no better disguise for evil than religion. Religion is the best veil, the best disguise that evil ever had. This is frightening. It is for us, we see what's happening. Most people don't. That's why the deception will go over on them like the sugar. Mary Poppins sugar that helped the medicine go down. Only in this case, it's poison. From the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula, this is Martin Zender. I think more interesting than you seeing me is to look at what I'm seeing. I'm going to switch the view around and show you what I'm looking at, because this is interesting. I'm usually facing the old laundry room. This time, I'm learning to back into my driveway, and I'm facing the fence. So look at this. This is kind of pretty. Yeah, there's my light on the fence, and it's an evening sky, and there's a little palm tree over there on the right, and I think that's kind of pretty. You see a couple clouds in there. Right there. Yeah, you see the clouds. You know what clouds are. So I think that's kind of pretty. I should just leave it there, but I'm going to switch it back. Yeah, so I get this really telling email from my YMCA. And this, the whole thing, the whole bestial system and what things are driving toward and this religious slash political entity is all embodied in this apparently innocent sounding email I got from the YMCA. I'm using this to show you how subtle this is. Here it is. For one thing, the YMCA says donate now. Okay, well that's how they're starting things out. The Y is more than a gym, because I'm a member of the YMCA, by the way. I swim there and I work out there. My health is very important to me because I don't have health insurance, so I have to take care of myself. Instead of spending money on health insurance, I spend money on having a place to do resistance training, to swim, to use a treadmill, so on and so forth. Of course, I haven't been able to do that for 5 months. The Y is more than a gym, more than a workout. During this uncertain time, we are a support system for many in Florida communities. Wait a minute, the Y is more than a gym? I would be happy if it was a gym. It's more than a gym. I'd be happy if it was just a gym again. It's more than a workout. How about I'm allowed to go in there and work out? That would be even better. During this uncertain time, we are a support system for many in Florida communities. The programs and services we provide, you mean the programs and services you used to provide, are important and contribute to making the community a better place. And now it's a worse place, isn't it? Since I can't go into the YMCA and yet I'm still paying my monthly dues. Here's the kicker right here. Save the date, says the YMCA of South Florida. Global Giving Day, May 5th, 2020. Global Giving Day. Now, I don't know if this is now a global thing. Does somebody name May 5th as Global Giving Day? This is what happens. This is the switcheroo. This switches from a dire situation. Like, we're all shut down. We can't go out. We can't do what we want to do. Businesses are failing. People are going broke. But this is a great time to give. In fact, this is an opportunity. Our wonderful leaders who have wrecked the economy give us an opportunity to do something for others. This, the evilness, is disguised as a chance for you to act benevolently and to give to the global cause. They turn it around subtly from you being a victim, which you are and always are. You're a victim. They take that, they turn it around to say that you're actually contributing. Your victimhood is just what we need in these times to help the world, help the rest of the world. Global Giving Day. Is this, somebody tell me, is this just a YMCA thing or is this a deal? Nobody? All right, this might be a YMCA thing, but even if it's only a YMCA thing, this is what happens. You remember during the 2008 market crash, the housing crisis, people were losing jobs, and they were saying that, well, look at it as a great time. This is a good time to spend time with your family. This is a positive thing. People unemployed, fathers who are now unemployed, mothers who are unemployed, they now have more time to spend with their children. See, on one level, that is true. On one level, of course, it's true. But on another level, it's this diabolical twisting, like Satan does with everything, twisting this evil and trying to convince you that they're doing this for you, that this is what we planned all along. We know you needed more time. And so while others are getting wealthy, you're getting poorer. But this is good for you. It's good for us, but it's also good for you because you're spending more time with your family. So now, according to the YMCA email, I keep reading, let's give back to communities and causes in safe ways that allow for social connection and kindness, even while practicing physical distancing. The poison is still dipped into the pot. How can we allow for social connection while practicing social distancing? Isn't that a contradiction? The whole thing is a contradiction. The final lie, Satan's final lie, will always be a contradiction. It will pose as the greatest benefit for mankind, but behind it is the worst evil. Again, it's the Bill Gates thing with the universal vaccination. It's the worst evil because they're vaccinating people in order to control them, in order to monitor people and know what people are doing and determine what people do, but they're disguising it as you must do this for the benefit of society. And here, even the YMCA, in this brief little innocent email, it's the same thing. Now that we have to stay apart, but you know, while we're apart, let's get together. It doesn't even make sense. At a time when we are all experiencing the pandemic, generosity is what brings, here it is, get this, generosity is what brings people of all races, faiths, and political views together across the globe. There it is. There is one world order, global government, where we erase faiths, we erase political views, and we come together. How? Why? During this crisis, it's the greatest time to come together as one. That's what's impelling this entire movement, is a satanic appeal to something good in humanity that wants to get along with other people. But we are not meant to get along with a global community. And the fatal flaw in socialism or communism, the fatal conceit, is to think that a distant government, a distant ruling body, can know what is needed in a local area. Local government, local communities, people in their neighborhoods, they should be autonomous and maybe loosely united in a greater community such as the city. And that is loosely united to the state, which is supposed to be autonomous, relatively so, not totally, in the midst of the country. Speaking of the United States, in Canada you have provinces, and I don't know how it works there, but there are provinces within the country. Here there are states within the country, and some of them, well, all of them are supposed to be making their own laws under the umbrella of the larger protection of the country. But in an ideal government, the far away people do not dictate to the community. That's the fatal conceit in socialism, or in liberal, not classic liberalism, but what liberalism has become, leftism, centralized government, is that this is why they broke off in Europe, the Brexit, because they didn't like the fact that Brussels, Belgium, was making decisions for people in London, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles away. What did they know? What interest do they have in the communities, in the countries? This is why there is a cry for nationalism. We want to take care of our own business. We don't want some world centralized government to be telling us what to do. But three times in the history of the world, there has been a world government. But at least then, in the old days of Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian kingdom, and the Medo-Persian Empire, and the Grecian Empire under Alexander the Great, back then at least, There wasn't this mass communication. There wasn't this easy, instant access to the rest of the world. There certainly wasn't a invisible mark that will keep you monitored by the world government. And there was no way that they could go around, even the Nebuchadnezzar could go around and tell everybody what to do. I mean, there were decrees that went out, but probably those living on the four corners of the earth, they kind of did what they want. Nobody bothered with those people. Now it's not like that now. It's not like that now. But the conceit is thinking that we know what's best for people far away. Far away. This generosity, according to the YMC email, this generosity is what brings people of all races, faiths, and political views together across the globe. I don't want it. I don't want to come together with people across the globe. That's not right. It's not good. And I wish I could take my own advice with the news. Because what the news camera does is it scans the entire globe. And it doesn't show nice things, happy things, peaceful things. Because nice, happy, and peaceful things do not make for good television. You see a kid brushing his teeth in Tel Aviv. Who cares? That doesn't. That's no good. But when you see a Scud missile launching from Tel Aviv, or being launched into Tel Aviv from Iraq or from some foreign, mean, terrible country, that's exciting. And the news camera goes all over the world, picks up all the bad things that happen, and dumps it into little communities. This is not meant to happen. I mean, it's meant to happen absolutely, but this is destructive to the human psyche. To have the news collected for you across the globe. Anything global is just unnatural. Unnatural. We are local people. Look, tribes. Tribes take care of each other. Families take care of each other. Communities take care of each other. And on the in the largest scale I can imagine or want would be a city. A city. Don't rule me above the city. I don't even like the city. I like the community. I like my neighborhood here. My neighborhood is called, what the hell is it called? Crossant Park. And I like my neighbors. I like the fact that I'm in a neighborhood, and I wish to be left alone. I wish to be left alone, but we're not going to be left alone. We're going to be invaded. I'm even being invaded now by this frickin' YMCA that wants me to use this pandemic. Even when we are all experiencing the pandemic, generosity is what brings peoples of all races, faiths, and political views together across the globe. I'll be generous if I want to be generous. But to utilize, to take advantage of, and to even fan an artificial fear of an event that's affecting the world, to use that then as leverage to say, now's time to be generous, now's time to come together, now's time to erase political views and to erase distinctions of faith. That's what happens with a beast. I read that yesterday. All the heads and horns on the one beast that comes out of the sea in Revelation 13, same horns and heads of the four beasts that came out of the sea in Daniel chapter 7. But these four, which represent four religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity, they become one giant metro world global religion. And that's what's happening. And the religion part of it is pushing morality. It's pushing morality on people, telling people to be generous, telling people to erase faith, erase political views. Generosity gives everyone the power to make a positive change in the lives of others and is a fundamental value anyone can act on. That's true within those of your family, your community, members of the body of Christ. I like to be generous to members of the body of Christ. Members of the body of Christ are generous to me. We're an intimate community. We're our own community. Yes, we're located across the world, but it's not global per se, is it? It's one here, one there. As we practice physical distancing, and this is part of it, because people are being, this is part of it. This is the irony here, that physical distancing is actually separating us from our neighbors, separating us from our families, separating us from our community, from our friends, and now we're on this stupid internet. I am too. And we're isolated, and now we're getting information apart from the influence of others. Apart from the influence of the human contact, human touch. Don't you hate texting? Isn't it? I almost want to call it immoral. But I mean, I thank God for it on one hand in certain circumstances. But it's not a substitute for human contact. It's just not. But we've been primed, we've been conditioned to accept it. And now this is happening on a large scale. It's happening with this pandemic. We're being separated and now we're being informed with certain people, the ones who control the media, are taking advantage of this separation to instill propaganda. That's the first thing you do with a cult, is you separate your cultees from the life they've known before, from their family, from their friends. You isolate them so that you'll be able to propagandize them. That's what happens. As we practice physical distancing, we can remain connected through kindness and generosity, even without physical proximity. No, I reject this. This is BS. Global Giving Day? Global Giving Day, May 5th. How about we make May 5th open the frickin' gym day? Have you thought of that? Let's make May 5th open the gym day. Let me come in to the gym and work out day. But instead, they come across like, it's not like, oh, we're so sorry, we haven't opened a gym, this sucks, we're lame, I don't know why we're so stupid to follow our stupid state leaders, but anyway, we have to, so. But no, instead, got great news for you, great news for you.
We no longer specialize in dumbbells and treadmills. Now we are your moral instructors.
You're wrecking my confidence. That even a nice little club called the YMCA, which has been around a long time here in the United States, nice little place to join where you can have community and have friends, they are now tapping in, being sucked in to the global, I was going to say global invitation, no, but it's more like it's a seduction, the global seduction, in that we are in this together. Together, as a global community, we can use this horrible thing to embrace a global, worldwide kindness. How do you be kind to people you don't know or you don't see? You can't. Generosity is what brings people of all races, faiths, and political views together across the globe. This is what I mean. And somebody told me that Fox News now has a faith-based part of their broadcast. And I actually heard Sean Hannity, and I had this quote, I have it in here, it's deep in my bookmarks, that he actually taught the gospel on one of his shows. He actually touched on the salvation of all. I should find this for you for tomorrow, but...
Okay, you're a Christian and you support Donald Trump. Looks like Mayor Pete is looking down on you, and to think, you know, I believe as a sinner. I plead guilty, sinner, right here, all right? We seek out our God and Jesus, why? To change our hearts, to make us better people, for Jesus to forgive us our sins, our imperfections, and deliver us from evil, whatever our sins happen to be as an individual. That he came and he gave his life so we all can live, all of us.
It's happening. The beast is a religious and a political configuration, conglomerate. And the way it sells itself is as a moral force, because the whole impetus behind it is to do good, be kind to your neighbor. My friend saw this on a billboard. Stay home, save lives. See, it's posited, it's force-fed you as a good thing. Staying home is horrible. People, the government is telling you you can't leave your house. But by doing this, you save lives. In order to make this even remotely palatable, they must add a moral component, a do it for the greater good component. And I'm seeing this in the frickin' YMCA email. Do it. This is a great opportunity. Stay home, save lives. In other words, leave home, kill people. Huh? How do you take it any other way? If I stay home, I save lives. But if I have the audacity to leave my house. I will kill people. So as long as you stay home, they will pet your head because you are saving people. You're kind in your heart. But if you have the gall, the unmitigated gall, the audacity to leave your house, then you now become an enemy of the state. But don't be fooled to think that the state cares if anybody dies. Are you kidding? Stay home, save lives. You think they give a damn about the lives? They don't. Maybe on the little kind little YMCA local level, they really do care about the lives. But on the global level, hell no, they don't care about the lives. They care about the control. They're using the saving of the lives, the doing good. They're using that to control you. They're using that as something to numb your mind because, well, we all want to do good, don't we? We all want to do good. And that's what the Bill Gates initiative will be, the universal vaccination. We all want to do good. Come in and get your shot. And save lives. What? You don't want to come in and get your shot? You must want to kill people. Well, we're going to have to kill you. We're going to have to kill you. And I repeat what I said yesterday here is that the beast, the wild beast, the beast system, and the beast himself, the man of lawlessness, will not be the thing that John saw. John saw the behind-the-scenes reality, but this thing is presented on its face as a kind and benevolent and loving force for good. But it is anything but, and its motives are as impure as can be. It doesn't want to save lives. It doesn't want to protect the innocent. It wants to do whatever it can to trick people into giving up their freedom to it. Giving up their livelihood to it. And the whole moral aspect of the wild beast, the religious aspect, which is definitely here because the four beasts in Daniel 7 are religious entities. And they become cloaked with power, with political clout. This is a very dangerous situation. This is why we always like to have church and state separated. It's not going to be separated much longer. And it's already happening. Global Giving Day. See, the YMCA, Global Giving Day, the morality. Come get your universal global vaccination. And why? To save lives. Stay home. Why? Why are you telling me to stay? So people will live. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Humanity is now painted into a corner. We are freaking screwed. This thing is coming to a quick end. It's happening so fast. But we are safe in the arc of Paul's gospel, so fear not. We see it happening. We don't like it. What can we do about it? We really can't do anything about it. Does that make you feel helpless? Good, because you can't help the system. You can't try to. You shouldn't try to help the system. So I hate it. I'm squirming like a worm down here, but I know what has to happen. So let's all at this time rest that God is driving this thing. He's behind it. It's happening quickly, just like Revelation 1:1 says it would happen quickly, happen swiftly. And your redemption draws nigh. It won't be much longer now. We're going to see a little bit of the beginning of this thing, and we are, but we're not going to be here for the worst part of it. We're not going to be here when the Bill Gates and his wonderful little vaccination with its little mark comes on the scene. We're not going to be here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about anything, Paul says. We trust in our God and Father. We're on the ark. The ark is the evangel of Paul. We have no place on this earth when God picks up with Israel again. Romans 11:25. We are not appointed to indignation. We will be rescued out of the coming indignation because we are ambassadors of peace. And ambassadors of peace have no place on the earth when God is about to declare war.